Good morning, Walt O'Hara here, coming to you from the convention. The first real day of Cold Wars was Friday for me. I started off doing a little shopping because it was really the largest free block of time I had during the day was before 1:30. So I got a lot of stuff to basically support things that I'm already working on, like 50mm fantasy armies, and you know, I got some gnomes and some gray aliens because I like weird and unusual things, and some that guy in the center that was selling bulk bases. I love that guy. I bought a Chinese food container full of 40mm rounds. You could never have enough of those, and some utilitarian stuff from the war store. I'm gonna go back and try and hit him up for dystopian war stuff, but I didn't see much new things there, so that I buy. But I haven't had a, I didn't really have a decent chance to go through the entire vendors area, so that's for today. Standout games yesterday, as I said early in the morning when I was recording the last audio boo, the Battle of the Alma game played in the lobby upstairs was absolutely wonderful. Huge eye candy, very well done. Done by a local boy, Paul Delaney, who's also on the board of directors at HMGS East. Del Stover's, I guess it's a mummy Doctor Who hybrid game. Maybe there was a little Indiana Jones thrown in. I couldn't really quite get the focus of what he was trying to do for his theme. It was a card-driven design that he did himself. With just lovely sculpted Egyptian terrain, and that guy really deserves some recognition. Dell ran that thing around the freaking clock. It's like he's just there to run games for other people, and that's just a beautiful, selfless thing to do. I really enjoyed what he was doing. I didn't get a chance to play it myself, of course, but that was something. And there was a bunch of things going on in Distelfink that I liked. And one thing in particular was fantastic. It was the sinking of the Battle of the Scharnhorst. I took some really crappy pictures of this. As I recall, the Scharnhorst was sank in a Norwegian fjord by airplane action. And I think they tried to recreate this using terrain. It was just beautiful. I took pictures with disposable flash cameras of some of these things, so I'll be posting those later after I get them developed. And just sort of placeholder pics with this really crappy Vivitar thing that I had that I bought as an emergency a couple of cons ago because my camera gave up the ghost, so you'll just have to bear with me with the terrible pictures. Sorry about that. And let's see what else. Oh yeah, well, you know, I had to work the events desk pretty solid chunk of time, 1:30 to 7. So I missed virtually everything I wanted to get into during the day, but that's the price you pay. And got out just in time to be in the tail end of the Battle of Serenity Valley, put on by Pete English. Wonderful game. Great terrain and some pretty cool miniatures that he came up with, using World War II Soviets as the brown coats and Mongoose Starship Troopers infantry for the bad guys, the Alliance, and you know, jumped in to be the last minute cavalry to save the day for the brown coats, and of course I got blown up. My vehicle, my APC, got destroyed about a foot onto the board, and my guys had to bail out, and Pete pretty much called the game at that point, saying Browncoats have no hope, which, if you think about it, mirrors the television side exactly, or the television series exactly. So bailed out of that, thanked Pete profusely for saving a little spot for me, and you know, shuffled around a bit, went down to the open gaming area, which is probably one of my favorite places to visit, and bumped into Ed Texiera from 2 Hour Games, who was running his new Gladiator game, and I played about three or four games of that,